okay, Brandon, this guy that I know really well, in fact, I've known him actually for 20 years, has been telling me that we need to tell people to listen to this podcast, to tell other people to listen to this podcast as well.
That guy sounds like an idiot.
Yeah. How would someone, like, what do you think someone should do if they...
I think you go to anywhere the places you go to, you listen to the podcast, find it on Spotify, find it on Apple Podcasts, and then subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe is the answer. And then tell your friends to subscribe.
Like, maybe you tell your Aunt Sally, hey, it's a great podcast. I think you guys, they're really good. They might think, make you think about something different. Listen to the show.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Smarticle Podcast. Find us on all of your podcast sites. Okay, Brandon, here's the headline. What to know about new research on coffee and heart risk?
Ooh.
Jonelle Alicia brings us the story. I got it Time Magazine, but it's essentially an Associated Press story, so you can get it wherever you want.
Yeah, but interestingly, that the article we read was by Jonelle Alicia, and she's an Oregon Duck, baby. Whoop, whoop, hey. Go Ducks. So we're not going to give her any woke or MAGA. We're just giving her straight-up props. Thank you, Jonelle, for your great words on coffee.
I'm giving you the big O right
now.
She's
a health reporter, so, you know, she's a science.
Oh. Yeah. Let's read a little bit about this. Coffee is one of the most common beverages in the world. In the U.S., two-thirds of Americans drink coffee every day, more than bottled water, tea, or tap water. Coffee contains caffeine, as you know, stimulant, which is widely regarded as safe for healthy adults at about 400 milligrams per day, or roughly the equivalent of 4 or 5 cups brewed at home. Coffee's been associated with multiple health benefits and even a lower risk of dying based on some studies, depending on who you read. In this particular study, though, researchers found that drinking caffeinated coffee did not result in more daily episodes of extra heartbeats, known as premature atrial contractions, which have been shown to predict a potentially dangerous heart condition called atrial fibrillation. Bottom line, as I see it, from this study, coffee, it helps you to be more active, but can cost you a little bit of sleep at night. I put this in the rundown today because I feel like we biannually, Brandon, need to chat about wine, coffee, and chocolate and the conflicting reports that they're good and bad for you at the same time.
Yeah, well, I think this falls into that whole moderation thing. This study was really small. As you may recall, Dr. Heath did a whole 20 minutes on research studies and how they are. This is a very small study. Only people under 40 were in it. So it's not super conclusive, but it's kind of interesting. I mean, they've been doing studies like this forever. When did you start drinking coffee in life?
I didn't truly start drinking coffee every day until my third kid. So
really?
10 years ago. Yeah, like I would drink it when I was tired. But I didn't drink it like every day religiously. Man, maybe it was like 12 years. Maybe it was my second kid. So 12 to 13 years ago.
I have had a love-hate relationship with coffee for a long time. I think I started drinking coffee pretty much every day at about 2000. I remember I lived in a lonely apartment.
Really?
I would make a pot of coffee.
I thought you would have done that longer than that.
No, you know, I was sort of hit or miss. I mean, I would have a cup of coffee. I didn't learn to like it. Let me tell you right now. I love coffee. I would if I wasn't married, I'd marry the brown goddess. I love coffee. I love the taste. I love making it. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. It's a ritual. Every morning I get up, I use a Chemex. So I do pour over. We're very fancy in my house.
Every day,
hand grind my beans.
What are your beans?
Depends on the thing. We love African beans. It's our big thing. We use
Like a local roaster.
We do. We use a couple local roasters. Dynamite Coffee here in Asheville.
Shout out. When I drink coffee,
Mountain Air Roast.
I go to Dynamite Coffee.
Yeah, Dynamite. Oh, Dynamite Coffee is so good. You know, luckily, I, like you, live in a place where there's a lot of sort of foodies. So we have a lot of great roasters here in town. So it's kind of easy to get good coffee. I mean, my father-in-law still drinks Folgers Crystals.
Yes.
Or even better, he'll get the Walmart generic brand. Ooh. You know, great, whatever it is. And then pour the crystals over the top of the old crystals. You're just chewing your coffee. Oh, my God. And it's just like, it's like brown crayon and water. But however way people get it, I mean, look, it's an American tradition. I mean, the love affair with coffee.
It's not an American. It's a worldwide tradition.
It is worldwide. But America began drinking coffee during the American War for Independence, the Revolution. And the reason is because sort of as a protest to
tea.
The British, to tea. Exactly. So they got their coffee beans from South America, also chicory is another kind of a coffee type drink. Have you ever had chicory?
I drink it. The famous Cafe Du Monde, which is where they sell beignets in Louisiana, sells chicory coffee.
Oh, yeah, because it's like a very Louisiana thing. I like chicory. I think it's got a very interesting taste. I don't know if I drink it every day.
No, I wouldn't,
But I also know, just from my own experiment of the last 20 years, that I drink probably, I guess, 2 8-ounce cups, probably 16 ounces of coffee. I drink way, way more water than I drink coffee, for sure.
Yeah.
I probably drink 100 ounces of coffee. I try to.
Humble brag.
No, I do, because it's healthy and I force myself to. I don't normally. My wife drinks like no water. She only drinks like coffee. It's bizarre.
Same with me. My wife drinks no
water. It's so weird. I'm just like, why wouldn't you drink water? I don't like the taste. And she drinks bubbly water. If it's not bubbly, she won't drink it. So I'm like, whatever.
Wow.
But
okay.
I drink it every morning. I do a nice little ritual pour over Chemex. It's delicious. It definitely is one of those things where I have had these moments where I'm like, okay, I'm going to quit drinking coffee. I try to quit once a year for about a month just to break the routine.
Miserable.
Just like you do. It's miserable for like the first couple of days. Not really. Anyway. But I'd gotten to the point where
I was.
Say
that. I like you say, I don't drink coffee for a month, but then I do a Monster Energy drink instead. That's what I thought you were
I got
say.
No caffeine, no Monster Energy drink. But what I was doing for a while, and I found it was actually worse for me, is I would only drink coffee on the weekends. So I would just limit it to no coffee during the week. The problem with that was then on the weekends, I'd drink like 8 gallons of coffee. Because I was just like, oh, I love it so much. I'm going to drink it. And I would just drink coffee and drink coffee and drink coffee, which is terrible for you because you're like jacking yourself up. So I've gone back to, thanks to my coffee addicted wife, who has, I don't think she's gone, other than being pregnant, has gone a day without coffee and since we've been together to over 20 years.
I would be the same as my wife.
And because she was doing it, I just started drinking coffee again every day. I found it actually be a better moderation for me than trying to just have it on the weekends.
So hold a sec. You didn't really drink coffee a lot until you got together with her?
Yeah, I don't know if it was her or obviously,
like
a lot of people
coffee.
Start drinking. I did. I think people drink coffee at work. I think what I would do when I started teaching, I would, you know, I'd go to a local coffee shop and get a coffee on the way to school. It was something
the Laurel
to do.
Village, you'd stop
there. Yeah, I'd stop in and have a, you know,
Pete's.
But I wouldn't, probably not Pete's, but it was the
Major
the one,
Dickinson.
The way up on the corner. I love Pete's. I love, back in the day when it was an independent roaster, one of the best. Now it's, I think, owned by Starbucks or somebody, but
I don't think so.
There was a local coffee shop right on the, what was the name of it? There was a local San Francisco roaster. I think it started with a T. And it was like 3 or 4 of them. Now it's out of business. They're not even there anymore. But they used to be up at Pacific Heights. I would stop it. My point being is that I started drinking, like, I would get a cup of coffee. Then it was like, well, I'm spending $3 a day or $2 or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make it myself. And then I just kind of fell into the ritual of making my own coffee at home. I have this thing called, have you ever used the AeroPress before?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So here's a little life hack for you. AeroPress is one of the greatest single cup coffee makers in the world. It is some dude invented it. It's a plunger. You use this vacuum seal. You put your coffee beans and you push it down and it makes a perfect single cup of coffee. Strong, delicious coffee. My life hack is don't try to buy an AeroPress from AeroPress. They're horrible. Their customer service. Just buy it from Amazon or a coffee shop. Because I tried to return one and they made it miserable. But that's a great coffee maker. So that's one cool thing about it. Like all hobbyist people, we find different ways. Do you guys, I feel like you guys are like the Mr. Coffee type people.
No, I don't. So I was going to ask this about your wife. I go to work every day at 4:30 and I don't want to sit around and wait for coffee to be made. Plus they do the pods at my work. So I have unlimited coffee,
which is great.
They have the Tully's, everything.
Oh, Tully's. That was it. Tully's, called Tully's. They don't have Tully's. A store anymore. They just make the pots, yeah.
So I go, and I've been going to work forever, so I always get my coffee at work. She does whatever. It's Pete Major Dickinson's, and she does her coffee.
I love Major Dickinson's. One of my favorite coffees, for sure. Till this day, I have it in my freezer right now.
That's the only thing she drinks. Okay, so can we just
get back to the study?
Circle back just a little bit in that. There's been endless studies about coffee, chocolate, and wine, that they're both good and bad for you. So in this particular study, of course, coffee is going to keep you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course,
I don't drink coffee afternoon because I won't go to sleep at night if I do.
Typically speaking with me, I don't either. Except on the weekends, I love an espresso like at 2 when I know I'm going to be up a little later until midnight. God, an espresso. When we were on vacation in Italy, humble brag. God, I would just drink espressos.
I love
like,
it. Yeah, you go to the little.
God.
That's a real culture there, though. For sure, you don't get they They only get coffee to go. They call it Portavia, right? When you say, you know, Cafe Portavia, which basically means coffee to go. And they know you're an American if you ask for it to go, because Italians do not believe in walking around drinking coffee.
Totally.
They just sit in the cafe and finish it. And they usually
have the other thing about Italians too is like you drink cappuccino in the morning and you never drink it after that. It's espresso after that.
Yeah. Yeah. They just drink a single shot. Americano was invented. The Americano is just an espresso with hot water in it. So it's like, if you're in a pinch, it'll do. I don't think Americanos are as good as a good drip coffee, but that's just me. I'm spoiled.
It changed my habit forever. Whenever I go, it's not often, but when I go like on the weekends to get a cappuccino or a cup of coffee, and even if it's Starbucks or Pete's, I always say, give me the mug. Give me the mug. I hate drinking out of the plastic cup. I want the mug to drink it there.
Yeah, I don't. I try to avoid, humble brag, I try to bring my own cup. Whenever I go, if I go get coffee, I try to bring my own thing just because it keeps it hotter longer, finds it way less messy. But anyway, the study basically goes on to say it's in the New England Journal of Medicine. So it's a legitimate study. So it's not some fake thing. But they're basically saying that there's not enough evidence to say that it can cause heart problems. So if you get heart palpitations, that could be something to look into, but it's probably not the coffee doing it.
So Dave Grohl, lead singer of the Foo Fighters, was in Nirvana.
Yeah.
He has this great documentary about him. I forget what album it was. It is complete mental breakdown. It's a particular. He goes to the hospital, heart's pounding. He's like, the doctor's like trying to diagnose like what's wrong with this guy. And like, I don't do this. He's like, well, how many cups of coffee do you drink a day? And Dave's like, he led to sit there and was like, I think it's like 20. The doctor's like, you cannot drink 20 cups of coffee starting at 8 till midnight. It's just not going to do well for you.
Yeah.
But it's so funny to think, what rational person thinks you should drink more than like 2?
I know at least 2 people that probably drink 2 or 3 gallons of coffee a day.
Oh my God.
They are constantly drinking coffee.
Oh.
They are high achieving finance guys, and they just do drink. Like those, I remember I'm sitting with them and they'll just pound a 16-ounce coffee at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, I would never sleep. At the end of the day, Larry, the idea is moderation. All things in moderation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
by the way, that includes God. That includes spirituality. Got to live life a little bit. Can't be. I mean, I suppose monks don't OD on spirituality.
I'm not sure you can OD on God, but that is neither here nor there. Larry, I'd like to thank you for teaching me all about coffee, chocolate, and wine today.